Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Talk the Talk. This is Fernando Oler with Midnight Thoughts. It's not midnight, obviously, but it's a good title for my podcast. I was thinking today about talking about music and musical instruments. I was listening to somebody else's podcast. They were talking about the music industry, and they were talking about movies and soundtracks that are made in movies. And this guy was... ended up mentioning how there was brass in some score that he had heard that wasn't supposed to have any kind of Western instruments in it. And if you're not familiar with what brass is, I believe, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd really appreciate it, but I believe that it's like trumpets, trombones, anything that's made of brass metal, so that you get that that trumpety sound that comes from those kinds of instruments. And then that got me to thinking about, like, how, you know, brass is its own category of music, and then you also have guitars, which are stringed instruments, and you have pianos, which are stringed instruments, and then you also have, like, drums, which is a different kind of category as well. You have almost as many categories as you do instruments to fill those categories, if you look at them, which is really cool, because I like to compare human invention with human psychology sometimes, and I was thinking, like, you know, there are people with very brass personalities, very boisterous, bombastic, open personalities, and they're a lot. Typically, those kind of people are very exuberant and very loud and excited, very excitable about their activities. And like when you listen to an orchestra, if you have too much brass in your personality, then it's a lot to take in long stretches because you're so loud and you take up so much space and you're not subtle at all. Anything that would be like a violin personality or a flute personality or something that's a little bit subtler on the way that its tones are given off, then you're going to overwhelm that personality with your trumpeting all the time. And I believe that humans, we're all not just an instrument, but we all have instrument traits for us specifically. We're all an orchestra of instruments. And yes, some things are going to become more predominant in our personalities as we get older and we mature and we decide which areas of our orchestra we like to use more. Do we like to use more brass and get the attention of the room, but lose the attention just as quickly because we're too loud for too long? Or do we want to implement a little bit of the brass and a little bit of, you know, the violin and the guitars, because those can be played longer and there's more emotion in those and more can be conveyed on a softer tone with those kinds of instruments. Do you want to be quick like the flute and convey information very, very fast and concise? You know, I was just thinking about those kinds of things. Yeah, it's just, it really gets my brain going, like, thinking about how our personalities really come out in the things that we invent, you know? We have action movies, and obviously that's going to be, like, the ego and the adventure side, the fight and flight going at the same time so that we can have those kinds of experiences in an action movie. But then also we have romantic comedy, you know, so that you can tap into the love and the heartstrings and caring and the empathy in the body and, you know, like, this just, all these different arts that we create, they stem out of our emotions, and they exemplify, and they also expand those emotions, you know? By compounding two arts, three arts, four arts together, you can convey an even clearer picture of the kind of emotional set that you want, which is just really beautiful when you look at it. I didn't think this talk was going to be very long. It was just a thought that was on my head. So I just wanted to leave that with you guys. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you think about the human emotion like an orchestra. Or if you haven't, like, if this has opened your mind at all into, like, viewing your emotional state or, like, your mental state in a different set of ways, you know. I believe that if we all move toward looking at things, not just from one perspective, but for as many as we can, being able to understand something just becomes that much simpler. But like I said, I didn't want this one to be very long. So I hope you all are doing very well in this time and in these trials that we're having, especially with a lot of us staying indoors for an extended period of time right now. If I could be of any help, let me know. Let me know if you have any ideas that you want me to talk about, or if you'd like to speak with me, let me know. I'd really appreciate it. I can always do like a Skype or a Zoom call, something like that. Like I said, talk the talk. This has been Fernando and Artemis. We'll talk to you later.